We said the idea about preparing food before Shabbat, the idea of shehiyah, is there's an issur derabanan to leave food that's not cooked on the fire before going into Shabbat, unless you stoke the coals. That was Maran, and there are two ways out of it in terms of how much it's cooked. One is if it's raw, it's mutter, or if it's fully cooked, then it's some of it ralo, and it's not getting any better. Those are the two ways that could be mutter. Other ways that you can matir is by taking care of the fire. How so? You could do
block the fire.
Block the fire, right? We had gerufa or ketuma. Gerufa is to pull away the coals, basically take out all the fire, or ketuma
but
cover.
Pull away
it.
The coals doesn't
yeah,
like
for,
you
us,
stop during the meraha, so that has
yeah,
the
for
change.
Us it's not relevant. And in the days of the Gemara, you could take out the coals and the oven still stayed hot a little bit. For us, it would be turning off the oven. If you turn off the oven, that would be mutar. Then you can just shiya. It's not an issue. You put food in the oven before Shabbat and turn on the oven for 20 minutes. You turn it off right before Shabbat. That would be shehiya, where it's ketum, where it's gerufa, because you
yeah,
took away the fire.
What some
now,
people
it's
do.
It. People do it. It's fine to do. It's mutar.
It's not
only, it's not gonna stay hot, so hot for so long.
What about Shabbat ovens?
We'll have to get to that. So we'll have to get to that. But let's just to finish the chazara, and then we'll try to get to that one. So if it's fully cooked, mutar. And it's not getting better. Second is raw. Third one, and we said the raw machloka, but ikar is mutar. Third one is exactly the practical one is covering the fire,
which is basically ashes.
Ashes in the days of the Gemara for to us today, people use like a piece of metal, black or something like that, tinfoil. So
would tinfoil is enough? Like let's say you don't have a black.
Tinfoil, yes, would work, but they say you have to use a very thick one because the thin one's going to get ruined by the fire. It doesn't stand to the fire. But yeah, it doesn't mean you just have to know which one works for fire, but yeah, it doesn't. It'll be kasher. If you put on open fire, a little bit of tinfoil, I think it crumbles. It doesn't stay. It's too thin. It doesn't work. But anyway, those are the three big practical kulot, and then we had other kulot, which is not even on the fire, smicha. You put it near the fire. If you put it near the fire, that'd be
mutar.
Not
considered,
we're not really in this sugya discussing melacha so much, or as much.
This is even in Shabbat we're talking about.
Yeah, you can do that even on Shabbat,
exactly.
Okay. Right now we're discussing shiya, putting it before Shabbat, and leaving it going into Shabbat, leaving it that way. Okay, so now what do you ask about the Shabbat oven? So Shabbat oven, if you like, we said, let's say for example, the hot plate, the electric hot plate, or warming drawers, they don't look like that's a normal way to cook. So that would be helpful for a hachzara. What about shehiya? So yeah, you still that's not going to matter shehiya. Even those kol shekain the Shabbat oven, it's not going to matter shehiya. What would be able
Why
to?
Why wouldn't matter shehiya?
Because it's still afraid you're just going to press the buttons and similar stoking the coals. We're afraid you're going to press the buttons to make turn off the heat.
Okay, so.
So the hot plate, if it doesn't have any knob, that would be mutar. The warming drawer has buttons, so that's not going to help. And the Shabbat oven also has
still
buttons.
Still, that doesn't cook. Basically.
It still doesn't cook, but my machate b'gachalim. It doesn't have to do with cooking. It has to do with shami machate b'gachalim. So the way out of that is either you put it in when it's fully cooked, as we said, that's going to be mutar, shehiya. The Shabbat oven, you want to do shehiya and Shabbat oven, have it fully cooked, or have it fully raw, one of those two. That's the way to do it. Other than that, that'll be mutar. For most people, that's all you need to do.
It's not
we said there are three gezerot, right? One is shehiya, leaving it on before Shabbat, going into Shabbat. That's only not about mechzik mashal. That's only a question in shemichay tevik achalim. That's what Shachan Aruch said. A second gezera of hamana, insulating the food. That's also shemichay tevik achalim. A third one is about hachzara, returning stuff to the fire, or the same thing as netina lechachila, putting stuff onto the fire directly.
So what's the midoraita? What's the midoraita?
Cooking is
there. Like actual cooking.
Taking raw food, putting it on a fire, cooking. It doesn't matter even if it's on a hot plate, you can violate cooking deraita. You take raw food, put it on a hot plate. It doesn't look like cooking, but if it does cook it, then it's cooking minatara.
If you cook it, how much you have to cook it, so it's not considered cooking.
fully cooked. That's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. It has to be Mevushal Kol Sarkos this way. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul applies after Mevushal Kol
And that's
Sarkos.
Ibn Oraita.
That's the Deoraita Halacha, yeah. There's the opinion of the Rashba and others that say after it's a third cooked, then it's not Deoraita cooking after. It's already called Bishul Achar, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul after it's a third cooked, Mechum Ben Ersai. We don't usually follow that opinion. We don't follow that opinion. We may be Mistarf L'Safek, but other than that, we do not follow that opinion at all. We assume it is Bishul. So, that's the Deraita Bishul. And then the Gezerah we had. How Shehiya Shamir Chatev B'Chalim. Hamana insulating, that was also Shamir Chatev
B'Chalim. But that doesn't have to do anything with Bishul.
No, it doesn't have to do with Bishul at all.
It has to do with fire.
Has to do with fire, exactly. A third one is Mechzik B'Bashel. That's Hachzara, or Netin El Chachila. Exactly. What's that? Shabbat morning. I take food out of the fridge, I put it on to something. That is called, in the world of Hachzara, or Netin El Chachila. Netin El Chachila is putting something on initially without the proper conditions. So that's a problem. The only way to do that is if we said it's samuch, it's not on the fire, or it's not mechzik u'mashel, like the hot plate, not mechzik u'mashel. So that solves all the problems of hachzara, is it not mechzik u'mashel.
Even a Shabbat when you cannot do the hachzara, basically.
Shabbat oven.
You cannot do hachzara, because it's mechzik u'mashel.
Yeah.
Unless you coerce, what could you do?
No, no. It's
if you put a big sign.
No, according to Rav Moshe, the only way to do it is if you have a metal insert inside the oven, you put metal around the outside walls of the oven, and you put the food inside there. It's like one big metal box. You put it in your oven. That'll be like, what it says over here, that'll be like a tuma covering the fire. Okay, that'll be enough to, that'll be helpful for Hazara. You still need other conditions for Hazara, but that'll be helpful.
Conditions?
There are five conditions. You shouldn't. It has to be the food was cooked. That should be pashut. If the food is not cooked, you can't put on raw food onto the fire ever. Two was that it needs to be grufa or ketuma. It can't be an open fire. That's the second condition. That's as we're saying over here with the Shabbat oven. It's not going to matter hachzer unless you have some way to cover that fire. The third one is going to be. When you took it off, you didn't put it on agave kark. You didn't put it on the floor, or maybe our counters are like the floor. And that idea is so it shouldn't look like you took it out of the fire and it's completely off the fire.
So if you put it like in whatever place that it's,
if it's connected, if you put it on the table and you take it back and you put it back to the fire, that's mutar. That for this condition. The third one is odabiyad. That's the third one. Fourth one is. Oh, the biado, it's in your hand. Fifth is daitel achzar. You had in mind to take it. You might had in mind to put it back.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way to matir achzar. Now there are a lot of conditions. The best way to do it, people.
You have to apply the five conditions to do it. If not, you
no,
can't.
No, for Ashkenazim you need all five. For Sardim you don't need all five. For Sardim you don't really. You need to have the food was cooked. That's for sure. You need gerufa k'tuma. That's for sure. Those two you can't do without. And then. Odubiyado and Daita Lachzir, those two you don't really need. The Ikar is Nalagabikarka. If you have those three, Nalagabikarka, and it was already cooked and it was Grufa Kutuma, you could do it. Now, we're going to figure out that the best way to do it. Yeah, this is totally good. This is actually, yes. The way to do it. First, doing Chazara, going over all the inyanim, trying to finish Sifal. Yes. So the way to do Hachzara is, we said the five conditions. It's fully cooked, because if it's not cooked, then it's a problem of cooking on Shabbat. Second is it's Gruv Tuma, it's covered. Third one was it's Nalagabe Karka. You didn't put it in a place where it's like totally detached from the fire. On the floor, it was like that. But today's day and age, people don't put food in pots on the floor anymore. What we do is we put it on the counter. So if you put it on the counter and it looks like you're putting it back into the fridge, that's already agave karka.
Because that's already agave karka?
Karka just means it doesn't look like you're going to serve the food and you're going to eat it, you're preparing it to eat, or it's going back to the fire. In other words, what do people do? Usually you take it from the fire, You get ready to serve it, and then you put it on the table. And then when you're done with the table, you put it back on the counter, and then you're going to put it in the fridge. So putting something in the counter is like it's detached from the fire, because it's not going back to the fire now, it's going back to the fridge. So therefore, the way to do it, if you want to do hachzara, those three, the conditions, those are the ikar conditions. For sardim, that's the ikar three you need. The other two are chumrot, are odavi ado, is always in your hands, and daita lachzir.
So the three ikar again are...
Cooked is like pashut, because the food's not cooked. Because the food's not cooked, it's not even mechzik mevashel. It's not cooked. Then to be cooking on Shabbat, that's a bishul question.
It is mevashel.
Yeah, it is mevashel.
Okay.
And there's different from food than for liquids. For food, as long as it's cooked once, in bishul achar bishul. And liquid, it's a machloket again, like a machloket Rosh or and Rambam. Rambam is the Hikel, and we're machmir. Or the other bin, the Rosh or the Rashi, they say there is Bishul or Bishul Balach. So we're machmer for that. So as long as it's Yatzol Lebo, that'll work. It won't be Bishul or Bishul. Yatzol Lebo is still very hot, though. It has to be. Boiling is like 212 degrees or a little bit more, a little less, depending on the food. But more than 200 degrees hot, it's boiling. And Yatzol Lebo, the Chumra, is going to be very high. Whether it's 160 or 180 degrees, it's pretty hot. So you don't have that much time if you want to take off. For Ashkenazim, it's pretty easy to make on liquids, because by liquids only has to be more than room temperature to be considered a bishul or bishul
b'lach. Meaning if it's cold, you can't heat it up?
Okay, yeah, so exactly. So let's just go over a case.
If you go to Ashkenazim house, you could follow his rules, right?
He could follow his rules. But you could eat the food. You could eat the food. Sure, sure. There's no ma'aseh Shabbat, but we'll call him that. There's a shita to rely on. And they for sure have a shita. They follow the Ramah. That's that phrase. That's okay. There's no question that there's no Ma'aseh Shabbat when they're following their opinion. We follow our opinion, no problem. So, what's a nafkamina? The best thing in terms of hachzor is easiest thing is not to get involved with these three, five, four, or five conditions. It's just not to put it back on the fire. What could you do? Samoch the fire, close to the fire, or equivalent to close to the fire is kedira agavi kedira, one pot on the other, or another equivalent. Yeah, it's always mitar.
Okay.
Except with the first condition, it's cooked. If it's not, if the food's not cooked, it's still a problem.
Samoch to the fire is not gonna heat up.
Should make like a branch, like a tree. Like a,
yeah, we should.
One of those things.
Yeah, it'll help organize all the rules.
I have
a pen and on paper. So, yeah. There we go.
Can you write on that?
Yeah. So what do we have? We have the deraita bishul is easy. We have liquid and solid. Liquid is going to be as long as not hot. If not, you have to let it.
Solid, not any sure. And
if you let it is pulling by your hand, it's like at least 120 degrees. And then solid is not cooked the way an average person would eat it. That's why. So it doesn't. Machmir says al pi hadchak. Most people won't eat it, but he would eat it. But salad is if most people, if average person eats it. That's why the way it is. Just to give an example, my wife had. I'm sure you've seen this before. Frozen pizza, cooked frozen pizza. We talked about this.
Early was.
It's okay, good. So they'll tell me what he said after. Yeah.
We
bought it, we put it in the freezer, and on Shabbat we took it out and we put it on the hot plate.
Wow.
It's going to make it, it's going to heat it up and everything like that.
You're going to melt the cheese.
It's going to melt the cheese. For sardine, we're not worried about melting the cheese.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's a machluk and Raman Chachan are going to end up shin yul chad about
it. It's not nolad.
Nolad, yeah, exactly. The Sefer Truma is worried about that.
What's nolad? What does that mean?
It changes the form of the food from a little bit of a salad to a little bit more liquidy. They talk about fat on chicken. Could you reheat chicken with fat on top? Congealed fat. A glob of fat or something like that.
Rama says no.
Rama says no, because no lot, and the general says yes. There's no problem.
So we're more Mikael on that.
We're more Mikael on that question. There. So, okay, anyway. This was, it says Beferush. You could put this pastry that was cooked before Shabbat on the near a fire, even if it's very hot, even if the fat on this pastry or whatever is going to be nimach, it's going to turn to liquid. And then the Ramah says, Yesh machmirim, some are machmir on this. Nagulachmi. Anyway,
so I think the Ikar Adin is if an average person would eat it before you put it on, I don't mean hot versus cold. I mean cooked versus not cooked. If you put it in a microwave, whatever, for 20 seconds so it's not frozen anymore, so you defrost it, would most people eat it? I think a lot of people would eat it this way. It comes with the cheese already yellow, orangish. It already comes, already cooked.
It's fully cooked.
Yeah, they don't. They sell it to you cooked. Some people want to put it back on. Oh, they want to make it a little more crispy, a little bit. Okay, that's fine. That's not bishul. That's mutar on Shabbat. It's bishul in bishul achar bishul. Even mistamek v'yafel. Mistamek v'yafel ra'lo is relevant to what we talk about shihir. We're talking about bishul on the direct level. Doesn't make a difference. Even if it's something yafel lo mutar.
So take it from your fridge and put it in a hot place and mutar in the chol.
I think yeah, I think so. What did Rabbi Lebuta?
I remember he said he talked about putting it back in the oven. I think.
In the oven, that's not the question.
In the oven, I thought we were going to discuss
it. I remember his, the oven. It wasn't what's the hot plate.
So he thought it was okay, or he didn't?
I think he said he.
Interesting.
I think his question was really based off of like waiting 4, 5, 6 hours in between the lunch and sashishi. It wasn't really a Shabbat question.
That wasn't his main question.
Yeah, but like he said, like, oh yeah, he put the pizza in the oven for, you know, to defrost for sashishi, and then.
So
it's an oven that's good for to Shabbat mode and all that stuff.
So we'll get to that. Fine. So let's do that right now. We have three derabbanans. She is leaving the food in before Shabbat.
But no, I can be misquoting Rabbi Lebuta. It was a long time ago when I heard the question.
It could be that. But in terms of bishul, I would agree. There's no problem bishul on it. Every person eats it, no problem.
So no bishul.
She is leaving on the food before Shabbat.
That's the problem.
Yeah, she. This is only the derita of the whole topic is bishul cooking. Shehiya is when it's before Shabbat going into Shabbat. So the way to matir shehiya is we have like
at least,
we have five good. We have
according to five.
If it was murushal and murushal kol sarko, and it's mesamek v'yaf ralo.
Those are part of the condition.
It's a ferret brought from the Sephardi post, and that said it means making food drier. It meant if it was the gravy is all evaporating. You have to judge each food on its own and see if it's better. Hananya would say if it's machmen or sai. So I'll put that in parentheses.
But he also holds in sikhi afino.
Even Mizrahi Yelo is good, right? So we, okay. So this is Maran.
That's Maran. Yeah.
The Rama brings. We have to get to it. I want to do it tonight. Is that other opinion? Hananya, yes. The minhag is like Hananya. So once you do a Hananya, it would be two more kulot.
Much easier.
Much more easier. Machal ben
Jusai.
Which
is like only like a half cooked.
Yeah, exactly. A third, and also even Mizrahi Yelo.
And even if it's, I think
we're going to try to avoid it. But yes,
it's about covering.
It's brought in halacha ra and chazar
nevadia. The Moroccan minhag is also like
it's brought. The Moroccan minhag it is brought like that. That is, it did that. There's what to rely on like that. I think it's there are ways of avoiding using that opinion. But yes, if someone's no hag like that, they can continue to be no hag like that. I think. After we finish discussing it, we can figure out another avenue. I think there's more ideal ways. But yes, it is a good opinion. Then we have...
And also, it has to be Garuf and Katun.
Yeah, hold on. So here we have different options. All these matir. Options to matir. You can use this. Ways to matir.
Pour in the fire.
Ways to matir. One way is Mugushal. Another one is Chai, raw.
Chai.
Another one is... Group of Ketuma. I'm just going to go to Ketuma. Because that was the easy one. That's covered. Grufa is pulling out the coals. It's also covered. Four is...
No, but you also have Garuf. You have to cover the knobs.
Okay. Ketuma. So, okay. Machloket. Okay, good. Machloket, if you have to cover the knobs or cover the fire. Do you have to cover the way to change...
You can do both.
Exactly. So, yeah. The best thing is to do both. If you have to choose, cover the fire and cover knobs. If you could do both, that's the best.
Well, What's going on in the knobs? Put it like a little
foil. Foam in a foil or a piece of tape or something over it. This way you're not going to forget and just and change the temperature on Shabbat. So it's not hard
so
to change.
So Shabbat modes, the knobs are disabled.
The knobs are disabled.
That's usually what happens.
It's true.
So you can't increase or decrease the fire, and plus the temperature stays constant no matter if you open it or close.
Yeah. So okay. So let's just finish writing these out, but then yeah, we'll discuss Shabbat mode. We'll finish. We'll get to that before we go anywhere else. Four, we have, let's say samuch leish, samuch leish, and included in that is the haplay.
What do you mean samuch leish?
If it's close to the fire.
Oh, you're saying
there's
a way to make it okay. Yeah.
And the reason for that is since it's not on the fire, you're not going to come to stoke the coals.
Okay.
So that is going to include, that's going to include the most things. Yeah, that's going to include the Kedera Agabi Kedera also. Fine. We'll put that there too.
Yeah, that's also the same thing.
Fine. Kedera Agabi. Then, five, we have, I don't know, Kashi Gravava. Not so common, but I'll just put it here because I thought that was fine. If the heat you're using is a very weak heat, it's like a heat that's coming from straw.
The coals are
not the coals.
They're not present.
Yeah, so that's not so practical. Now, the four ones we have here are practical. Okay, Shabbat mode. So, Shabbat mode is going to
encompass
avoid, it's going to accomplish that.
It's the Din of Kira.
It's the Din of Kira. It's not the Din of Tanur. That's true. It's not the only one that we really could discuss is if it's considered like ketuma. It's not gonna. It comes a mu'shal. The food's cooked, great. If the food is raw, also great. And if it's samuch leish kedira gabi kedira, also great. But that's not the oven's not samuch leish. It is ish. So the Shabbat oven. I don't think. In and of itself, my simple understanding would be, from what I learned, in and of itself, the Shabbat oven wouldn't be enough to say, is there any ketuma like that? I think the better thing to be would be to cover the knobs. That would be what I would think.
Saying it disables it. You can't even touch it. You can touch the knobs all you want. It won't do anything. It's like touching a toy button.
It won't do anything. What about?
Because in order to disable the Shabbat mode, that's my oven at home. In order to disable it, you have to like press it down for like a whole minute with your thumbs, both of your thumbs on like two buttons, a whole minute, right? So no one's gonna do that by accident for a minute, you know.
So
that's in order to disable it.
The answer is
that we know already.
Maybe yeah, maybe no. I'm not sure. It could be. I don't have an opinion because I don't know. I'm not sure.
Halachabra has a whole thing on it. Like,
what is he saying?
Yeah, bring it out. Yeah, I want to like this quote.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You
press the two buttons.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just not sure. I haven't learned about it. What would you say about the Shabbat mode oven for Shehiyah? For Hachzara, I would have thought you not to do it, but we'll see also.
For Shehiya, you said that, yes.
Shimon said that it's just... Oh, no, for sure if it's Chai or if Mushal, that'll be Mutar. That's easy. That you can get at it.
If it's Mahal and Rusai, you could rely on the second on the other opinion.
The best... They have one vine on it.
She just says you have to make sure you put like a cover in the oven.
Right, but then
to accomplish
The cover in the oven.
Meaning, like, a cup of pan, like, aluminum pan on a pot. Just to have, like, a new car.
The four side cover. That's what the
motion is.
Emulsion.
Yeah, but people don't do that. That's not so common. Okay, here. It's good that we took this book out anyway. It'll summarize some of the things in Shia. Okay, Shia, Agabi Gachalim. Bottom line, it's a big machloket. If it means Macham and Nersai, not Macham and Nersai. Even if the oven, the fire, you can't see in the oven, is covered by a bottom part of the oven. It's the same temperature of the whole Shabbat. The fire is covered. The thermostat doesn't even work. You can't open the door while it's not cooked, because if you're going to close it, if you close it while the is not cooked, it's going to be in the Karei Bishul, it's going to make it cook faster. So you're correct. He's making so bottom line. He's on the Shabbat mode.
Even if it's not,
good.
I've seen it.
Beautiful. So I didn't know.
Well, the
Shabbat mode is going to be good to go.
With the Machal Ben Derusai. With Machal Ben Derusai.
No, he uses it's over to heat up stuff on Shabbat, I guess.
Excellent.
For Akzara or for Shaya?
In general, I'm saying. He uses it as a Shabbat mode oven.
Remember that Akzara is not so easy.
Yes.
He also uses his mother-in-law uses it. It's a special oven. It's called... I forgot the name of it, but it's very good for Shabbat mode specifically. I forgot what the
excellent. Yeah,
okay. I bring it up. I forgot what it's called. I'm just going to tell you the name for it.
Okay. So Akzara, let's go to Akzara.
So this is very good to know. Very good to know. I didn't know that. Shia. We can say if it's cooked, it's mutar. If it's raw, it's also mutar. If it's covered, that's mutar. Some of the Asian mutar.
Oh, so Rav Ava asked a question once. He said. This is all regarding electric ovens. Gas ovens, even with Shabbat mode, the pilot will jump immediately upon being open and the fire will grow, hence you would still have secretion of Melechet Havara.
Whoa. He's saying he's distinguishing gas and electric.
Yeah, he says also
with Shashmali. He took a picture of it's page 252 in this one. Yeah.
Also.
He says it's Shashmali.
I wonder, maybe it's like a different version. I don't know, have any idea. Yeah.
It's
really inside. It doesn't say the Simano,
So
what she sits on and what she touches.
This might be in the other volume. This might be about Bishul. He's putting this.
That's probably in Chinuch Chetan.
Yeah, exactly. This is not really covering that. This is being just Shehiya and Hanmana.
Which really, because this is that's after.
I guess Tevav.
Tevav is finished. Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, but this does. He doesn't distinguish between the inside in the. I'm just saying this page over there. He doesn't write the difference. Fine. It could be. It's true. Okay.
Okay.
Good that you brought Shimon. He told me an important thing. Okay.
Alright.
Then, okay. I have it on the computer after. Maybe we'll look at it after. Hachzara. So the best ways out to do Shehiya are going to be that. A blech, which is covered, hot plate, no knob, or Shabbat mode, with blech inside. Yeah, with blech. Okay, good. All those are ways to be matir. Very good. Then, those are ways to matir Shehiya. And this way, you don't even need to rely on Hananya. If you do hot plate with no knob, or a blech, or Shabbat mode, you don't have to rely on Hananya. If it's none of these, then you could also rely on Hananya. Good. Next is Hachzar. Shehiya, we said, is because of stoking coals.
When you're going into Shabbat, right?
Only into Shabbat.
But like once ready Shabbat came in, the food is fully cooked, there's no problem with Shehiya, right?
That's correct. Hachzara is the only problem then. Or Hamana is the only problem.
Is there a Hachzara problem if the food's in the refrigerator? It's fully cooked and you put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's not going to be Shehiya. No, there's no more problem with Shehiya, but there's going to be Hachzara.
There's still a problem with Hachzara?
Yeah. Hachzara... Hachzara is like this. If you take something out, one of two things. Either you have food that's on the fire, I take it off, and then I want to put it back. That's one case of Hachzara. So you need five conditions, or we're starting with a three-car. And another case, which is the same exact idea, but even more serious. I take food that was in the fire, I put it on the fire, and I put it in the fridge, and now I left it there for all the whole night, and then I want to put it back. Or, even better, it was not on the fire at all on Shabbat, and I just took it out of the fridge and I put it back. That second or third case will be Prima Hazar. You don't have any of those three conditions. You don't have, you could have the food was cooked, and you could also have the condition about that it was covered. Yeah, let's write them down. Hazara, we can have five conditions to matir, ideally. One is Mavushal.
You have to have three of those five, right?
Yeah, the first three are important.
Is this still Sima Rishni bed?
No, Rishni and Zion. So we'll have to. I'll read it inside. Okay, yeah. Mavushal. And next one is Ketuma, which is just covered fire.
Basically the same one as before.
Yeah. Three was. No, or either one or the other. Group or Ketuma. I say Ketuma, which is easier because that's the cover, that's common. Three was. Not shalom hiniach agavi karka.
So that condition is like it's already on the
karka. Yeah. So we're not going to have that by these other cases. Four is daito lachzor lachzir, and then odaviyad.
So the last two only are Ashkenazim have.
Ideally we'd have those two. But,
I thought there were six actually though.
Six, okay, so I'll have to try to remember them. Alright, I'll have to remember them. I don't know. Okay. But the way out of Hachzara is if it's not Hagabesh.
Not Hagabesh.
Yeah, not Hagabesh. Heterim will be Samuch, Leish. Hot plate, because it doesn't look like Mavashel. That's the way it's out. Or Kadir al-Gabi Kadir. So far, so good.
So it's Kedera Gavi Kedera.
Kedera Gavi Kedera, hot plate or some of these. Those don't look like cooking.
This is Ethereum, and this is basically like the easiest way to get it.
Yeah.
Without any problem.
Achzara looks like cooking, so how do you get
this
out?
This is not even Achzara.
These are not Achzara at all. These are Heterim. It doesn't fall into the category.
Yeah, that's doesn't fall in the category.
If you do Samolesh, hot plate, or Kedera Gavi, it doesn't fall in the conditions of
Achzara. A hot plate is not Achzara.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like cooking. Also, the warming draw. Doesn't look like cooking.
So this is just these five conditions are like for the blech, for example.
Yeah.
For the blech or for the loven.
Exactly. Blech or oven, yeah. Fine. And then Hamana we'll have to talk about more. It's with a blanket on all sides before Shabbat and
that's
Shabbat.
Not so common, like.
Not so common, no.
But you have it, like if you cover the thing with the towel.
Yeah, but even then we had kulot. Yes, correct. It is.
But you have kulot still, yeah. Okay.
I think we're saying like this. Let's see. I want to get to the Hafzara for sure. I don't know if we're going to get to it all today. Yeah. So let's read through now. Let's go from beginning to end of all Sif Aleph. Rishon Gimel, beginning to end. Kira, she has a Kedera, Vishrafta Alpia, Kedera Lamala. So if you have an oven or a stove and you have a pot of food on top, and there's room for two pots. It was a gabbai gefed, sheep soldier of the team, the peels of the olives. You use that to heat it up, obey team, or wood, and wood making coals. That's going to be asur litin. One way around this is if it's fully cooked. It's getting worse. That's heter number one. Oh, heter number two. Shechai, so when there was a klal, kiv and shechai, since rom is here, that to be menu ala machar, you're not going to actually cook in that. Because you know, you don't plan on using it. That was one of the heterim by the crock pot, it's fine. Then, b'cho ha-layla yachol le-pashe v'lo chitui. Aval ne b'shel k'tzav, v'lo nishba k'o sarko, avin ne b'shel k'o sarko, hum mitzame v'yafelo. Chashin shem yachate, which is, if it's cooked a little bit, but not fully cooked, it's a problem, even if it's fully cooked, but it's getting better, still it's a problem, because you might stoke the coals. This is all so far what we did, yeah?
So what's the point where it gets, like, a little bit cooked?
It's if it's defrosting, that's not called cooking. Okay, but once we're talking about cooking in any way that's making it more edible, that's already an issue.
You want to use the
chai. Okay. If you want to follow Chananya, so the way to do it is, before Shabbat, make sure your food is third or four half cooked. That's the way to do it. To do less than that, to try to get chai, is hard to do. Because it only is going to be if it was raw, so you can do it 5 minutes before Shabbat. If it's frozen or stuff like that, you can do it 25 minutes before Shabbat. Fine. But in other words, you can do it as close to Shabbat as possible. Exactly. Using the raw kula, it does work, but yes, you have to be careful with it, exactly, because it'd be easier to get around it by having it cooked. But yes, it's a kula. Okay? Fine. And then he says, this brings us to now. We had two, three, we're up to three. So you have Gruver Ketuma, which is you took out the coals, you covered them. Kisa Gechalim Bavralameich Omov. And we said, it doesn't need to necessarily minimize the heat, it's enough if it minimizes it even a tiny bit. It's just covered, so it's a heck here. In a time, Chaticham Chaya, Mutar Kilo Haita Kula Chaya, Daidekach, Mesil Tanumer. What if some of it's raw, some of it's not? That's good enough. Because some of it's raw, you're not going to eat it unless it's all cooked. So therefore, by the Cholent, you have some things that are partly raw, some part of it, that's also good. Or the Cholent says it doesn't help, though, which is the potato that's raw. It has to be the meat. The meat, that's really what we want to know, as raw as the meat. Because potato peel don't eat raw, but it could be eaten a little bit. You could take it out, whatever, you're not going to eat it as much. You'd eat it sooner than you'd eat the raw meat. Fine. Then we say over here, I feel in a grufa vikituma, which are the smokla kidira besamochalavim hookusaka bakashu gubaba, which are the shotalavin and logrufa logutuma. It takes us to 4 and 5. 4 was the samuchla ish and kidira gav kidira, And that's in Shin Chat the Kedir Agav Kedir specifically. The five is Kash Gavav or whatever. They only get it up too much. Fine. Good. Haga. Shteker Romatim on Tovetzelzu. Dovah Shacharis Bineim. Your two things.
This one, these two are then we don't use 12 more.
Five we never use. Four we could use. Putting near five we hardly ever use. Kedir Agav Kedir you could use. Like that means Kedir Kavadar Kedir is pretty is definitely Shayach. If you have a either a pot that's on the fire, like a soup or something, you want to put food on top of it. Or a crock pot. People sometimes will put food on top of it, like a challah or something like that, on top of the crock pot. Or on the side of it, touching it. That's fine. You ever saw that on top of the
crock pot? Like
I have a stove, and then I have a pot.
And then you on top of the pot,
I put the challah or whatever on crock pot people do. Or if you have a cover that's upside down, it's like flat or in concave in. So then it's easy to put stuff on top. Some people do like that. That's fine in terms of Kedir Akav Kedir. Fine.
It works out?
It does heat it up, yeah. It does heat it up. If the bottom pot's on a fire, it's going to heat it up, or it's on a crock pot, it's going to heat it up.
Do you need
a Kedir
for hot plate?
No. Hot plate or a holds. It's already... Yeah, Rishetzer is not here, but...
If you had Hopley here on Shabbat, we used it.
Yeah. No, you could... Definitely a car is to be Mekel on the Hopley, for sure. That's the right idea, yeah. The hot plates are fine to do a matzah shia and a matzah shalzar. That's what I remember.
The best situation.
If a person wants to go the easy way and it solves lots and lots of problems for all of Shabbat, is use the hot plate.
Without
the knob. Like this one they have here, or they make others that are...
Heat everything they have.
Yeah, you can heat it up before Shabbat that way. You can heat it up on Shabbat, take it out of the fridge Saturday morning, put it on the hot plate. That's the way to go. And it still can't be, cold liquids, heating up Saturday morning. That's the only thing you can't do. Unless you use grama. Right, exactly. You could do that if you use a timer. Exactly. So that means you put it on the timer, or Niger.
I would prefer
the timer than the Nanju.
It's
not visual akum because it's already cooked. No, it's going to be an issue of shuot to shuot b'makom mitzvah. But you have to judge, is it really makom mitzvah? It'd be mutar for shuot to shuot makom mitzvah. But what's a mitzvah? Shuot Shabbos is your only food. The people that are doing that also are the people that have other foods. It's not usually makom mitzvah.
So the best situation is to put the hot plate?
A hot plate. If you need the soup or whatever, a very big gravy thing, so on Shabbat day, so you can use a timer. So have it so that it's going to go on 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. I do it at 7:45, whatever. I do it before.
Let's say you have it, turn on 8 a.m. Can you put it on 7:59 a.m.?
Yeah. That's Mutar
Hatagamu. That's the best situation.
Even like 10 seconds before?
10 seconds before. Yeah. Wow. You probably play with it. You're not going to want to do it 10 seconds before. Yeah. That's the idea. That's fine.
It's crazy.
That's fine. Because anyway, you could be Sameach. Hey, it's Groma. And then you're Sameach on the Rambam and the Rashi.
I think in my house there are Sameach on the
Akum.
It's really crazy how one person calls it Doraita and another person calls it something else. It's like the same.
Well, in this case, the Groma?
Yeah.
Oh, no, a liquid. Yeah, it's a machloket.
Heating up the
machloket. It's a big machloket. It's true. It is a big machloket.
By the liquid. Let's say your mother is farty and she heats up liquids on Shabbat. Can you eat from it?
Yeah. We had in Shin Yud Chet, the Mishnah Berurah says, if any opinion to rely on, there's no
Ma'aseh Shabbat. Let's say you're doing it, you have to be Mocheh?
The reason is because most parents, especially if they're religious, and they think that they know, they learned this way, this is what they did for a long time, they're not going to want to hear from their children to do otherwise. Now, if they do, exactly. If they do, and they're saying, "Oh, please teach me what do you learn and what do you want? What should we do now?" That's a different question. That's not normal. The normal situation is it's a feeling of an embarrassment for a mother to be told by a child to do something, and they've been doing it for many years like this. So, in that case, there is opinions to rely on, and they've been doing that for a long time. Continue to rely on that. That's how it's.
And the Rambam, don't rely on.
Yeah. Rambam. No, the Timonim rely on the Rambam on this.
They're even more Mekila, right? In regards to what? Oh, like klisheni or something.
Klisheni is Moshel. Right, so we use it, but only exactly with limitations, right? We don't use, we usually klisheni more.
Yeah.
Right, so Tamilim can hold klisheni. Okay, good.
I think.
Fine. Also, once you use the definition of Ravadi has by Sal versus Logik goes by Rove, it goes by majority. So most things, lots of things, even meatballs and sauce, without a tremendous amount of sauce, it's also going to be called a salad. So you put that on Yigal Tam, Shabbat morning, because there's a gravy. The gravies only make the meatballs taste better. So that's called a salad. Yeah.
I heard that was Rabbi's, like, last
finish
before he passed away or something.
I don't know, but he said it.
Heard something like that?
I heard, I don't know, he said it many a time. He said it when he was younger as well. And it's based on the Miyosei, that goes to Ruba Kukulo, but it was back and forth. The Sass doesn't like it. It's a big discussion in the post.
Really, Moroccans are against it?
I don't know if all. I don't know. I just know Ruba Sass.
A lot of gravy into the meatballs, basically.
Yeah. No. I think there's difference of opinions on this. If you want to be the most machmir, so anything we see any gravy, the Shmir Shabbat, it's already a problem. That means you put the schnitzel, that's not called liquid, you put that back on Shabbat day, but the kogel, but not the gravy. And then the next mikel is like, those who are say, the gravy, which is like a tiny bit, is basically attached, it's a few drops, whatever, attached to the food, that's the next shita. Ravadi goes with the much more. Gravy is fine. Soup is a problem. Soup, you can't have a mikel. Soup is meant to be with a spoon and a bowl, and it clearly has a liquid.
So, let's use the timer or whatever.
Yeah, let's do the timer. Good.
Do you have a timer? Use the timer?
I don't do the timer, no. What we do is... We do Kadir al-Gabi Kadir, but... Whatever.
With liquids?
Not with liquids, no. We don't heat up liquids Shabbat day. What do we do Shabbat day? We have, I don't know, chicken and kugel.
For Akzara, you're saying.
Challah, whatever. We don't have liquids Shabbat day. Chamin, yes, that's a liquid, but that was fine. We put it on before Shabbat. Yeah. That's the best, I think, the best. Meaning, yeah. I think you could do it with liquids on Shabbat day. You just have to figure out to be careful and prepare it properly. Either with the timer or with a non-Jew, if you consider it a mitzvah to have it, or like it's an onik Shabbat, it's very important to you to have it, either the non-Jew or the timer, or if it's rove, okay, that's not like a soup, it's going to be like a gravy. Nice. All right, Rama says you have two things that are hot right next to each other. Dovin shacharis b'neihem, ha'echa gruva v'kidimah, v'shini en gruva v'kidimah. Two fires right next to each other. One of them's covered, one of them's uncovered. Mutar, l'shola gruva v'kidimah. Okay, two fires, one next to each other. Let's say you have two burners on a stovetop. One's covered, one's not covered. You could put food on the covered one, even though it's getting hot because it's right next door to the one that's uncovered. Why? Because it's no worse than she is. It's samuch.
Yeah, it's like
samuch. It's not
the same. Does Hananiah has to be covered also?
Hananiah, no. If it's Macham Ben Rishai, it doesn't have to be covered.
It doesn't have to be covered.
No.
That's another leniency then.
Well, yeah. That's the same leniency.
No, it goes together because these five, or more or less, whatever you count them as, are independent. Each one works without the other.
These ones are the ones that have to be together.
These have to be together. These are separate. These are together. These are separate. This one or this one.
This is like the most difficult.
I'm saying adds to the kulas that it doesn't have to be covered if as long as it's machal ben drusa.
Yeah, okay.
And it's right? So that's another leniency, I'm saying.
Another leniency, yeah.
So according to this halacha, you don't have to
if it'll be machal ben drusa,
it's not a problem if it's machal ben drusa.
Yes, I agree. The Ramah here is not defining that right here. He's going to get to it later. But yes, in this
halacha, it could be uncovered if it's not.
Right. That's a is not so hard to get to. For anything a person wants to eat Friday night, for sure it's going to be Macham Ben Rishai. I'm sure it's going to be more because most foods take time to cook. Whatever. And no one's going to leave raw chicken cooking on the fire. That's like between raw and you're trying to cook it in 1 hour before Shabbat. It's just not a good idea. It's just leading
to
problems.
It's not going to get too mess.
It's not going to get too cooked. Unless, most places, the only way to get it to cooked is if you already started the cooking process and it's pretty much cooked and it's just finishing. So, just even in practice, if you don't want things to burn and you want, the way to get it cooked is cook it before Shabbat. That's the way to do it.
I mean, that's
most easy thing to. That's the best thing to do.
Is this with the blech and with the hot.
I'm not saying that you couldn't do the other options. I'm just saying that I think
a lot of people will do that just because, like,
it's the simplest.
It's the simplest.
No, I'm not talking about the, like,
I think the simplest thing is you cook the food that you want to eat on Shabbat before Shabbat. The things you want for Shabbat day, that's a different story. You want to use the chameen, okay, so then it's not necessarily simple to have it cooked before Shabbat. It's hard, very hard to get the cholent cook all the version and to cook it Thursday night. Yeah. So a lot of people don't do that. Most people
there
do
is not a high, cook. The high
very few people. Very few people. Some people will cook it Thursday night, take it off Friday Shabbat, Friday morning to put it back on Friday afternoon. You could do it.
Well, that
most people don't do that. Oh, maybe Moshe probably too. But I think most people don't do that. No, it's just, you can make a cholent could be machal ben nirsai if you leave it turn on for like 2 hours before Shabbat. It could be. But that could be a good heter. I don't know if you need it because we said other kulot by the crock pot because it's like covered fire. Especially
if it's like the one that's like a hot plate.
Yeah, that's the even better one. And you can definitely cover it. It's built in as a cover. So definitely, definitely there are other ways. But macham ben nirsai is not something you usually always need to rely on. Okay, fine. Tanur, let's just see if we can finish. I know there's so much here. Tanur who's type of kashka vav, it has the straw, right? Asura afil the smochlo. Afilim hu garuf gatum. Tanur is more chamor. Tanur is the oven is more chamor than the kira, this double stove.
What's the problem?
So even straw is a problem. Why? Because it's like we said, it was the tripod, whatever, not the tripod. A type of oven, stove that you put the pot in, and like a pyramid, exactly. It gets thinner at the top, it keeps in the heat. So our ovens, we assume, are not like that. They're more like the kira. You can't do shia inside or even on top. This kupach is in between the kira and the tanur. We don't have it so much. It depends how you heat it up. If you heat it up with kash, with straws, then it's going to be good. It's like a kira, and otherwise, it's going to be a problem. So we don't usually have those. Tanim shirlanu, says Rama, dina kikira. That's what we follow.
Yes.
Okay. Then they put on the ishmael tzlich on the bottom. Rov dad poskim, also like that. Okay. Kafachayim agrees with the surma. That we assume our tanurim are like the
kira. So a hot plate would have a kira status?
Even better, I think, because it's covered with fire. It's like a kira with cover, with the cover built in, because you don't see the wires.
The tanur you could do it with cover in the fire, right?
Tanur you can do cover in the fire. Now that I didn't know, but you showed me Shimon, and then Halchabra, he says with the Shabbat mode, the way to do it in the oven is use the Shabbat mode and put a pan or something on the bottom, and then you put the food on top. That would work, yes. Okay? And then he says, if a person makes a mistake,
I remember he just said other things where
I will just finish in 2 minutes and then you'll tell me then.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just finish this Ramah, the Shachana Ramah. It says, Im Shachava Shaha, Im Mutav Shir Shabisha Kol Sarko, Mutar. In this category, if I made a mistake, I violated the rules of Shia. I had something that was semi-cooked, and I put it on, and I shouldn't have put it on before Shabbat.
Between Ra and Macham Ben Jusai.
Ra and Macham Ben Jusai, that area. I shouldn't have done this, and I put it on.
It's such a minute, like...
Yeah, it's very small. If it was already cooked, so then there's no isur because they didn't do anything. I didn't really improve so much. It was already cooked. If it was uncooked, asur amos shabbat. Then
like Rabbi
Yehuda,
right?
You have to wait. We by Yemaisa Shabbat.
Yeah.
We follow. Generally, we follow Rabbi Yehuda. In the beginning. Well, the Grah passage like that. It's hard to quote that as well. Yes, it's true.
It is in Chulin.
Yes.
Well,
you have
to do it. The whole
Masih Shabbat. Good. So, fine. Hagah, Akadeh Yasu. You have to wait until after Shabbat to benefit. So, Shihiyah, some of Shihiyah, and it was uncooked food, and he made it cook. Should not eat on Shabbat. You have to wait until after Shabbat. It was there in Yehudi. We asked a non-Jew, but Shabbat to do Hachzarat. I violated this category. Dinu Keshachah, Vishaha. That's similar to Shia. And then we have to judge those rules, and Shia is also a problem.
So and again, if someone violates Shia, he shouldn't eat the food if it was uncooked. Same thing with Hasara, he should not benefit from it. In other words, while he should wait for it to cool down, he should not benefit from it. Yes. And he says the same thing. If a Jew does it, that's already a problem. That's a barbisha. That's like on purpose. He says, okay, fine, that's a problem. And okay, as long as it's getting better, it's a problem. If it didn't get any better, fine. There's nothing to worry about. Okay. Then he says, Rama says, Yeshomri, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshomri, for Hananya kol nebasha kamachom enersai. Oshin nebasha kol tarkom enersai v'yafalam mutar l'shon l'agivu kira. If it's machom enersai, it's mutar. Oh, afilu agegebe tanur. Even gefet, I feel this up a gefet 18. It doesn't matter the other kulo, this works independently. Feel in a group five with tama, you don't have 3, 4, or 5, you don't have any of those conditions, it doesn't matter. It's long and machmen rasai, it's all consulting care. That's a problem if it was not cooked to machmen rasai. Same discussion is about the Bishul discussion. If I have a food that was cooked a third or a half, and I took it off, and I want to put it back on Shabbat, so in Bishul Achar Bishul. However, if it was Macham and Ersai, according to this opinion of Hananya, it would not even be Bishul from a third and up. It wouldn't even be Bishul Achar Bishul. However, we don't follow that. We're Machmir on this question. Even the Minhag, the Moroccans, and others says, we're Mekel on the Shia, Dirabanan. We're not Mekel on the Daraita if something was not cooked, to take it off and put it back on Shabbat, I believe, because
not that... What? To...
If you have food that's not fully cooked.
Okay.
Lachal Midrashai. So you can do Shia. But then, if I take it off on Shabbat, I shouldn't do Hachzara. Because it's going to cook.
But it's pretty fully cooked at
that point. No, if it was fully cooked, then you could. I meant if it was not cooked. If it was still... It took it off 20 minutes after Shkia.
Okay.
So then you can't put it back because there is an opinion that you could put it back. But that, I don't believe the Minhag is like that on this opinion.
I heard Chazara also applies in Erev Shabbat. Is that true?
No, so that's what the Ramah brings. The Ramah brings like
what
that.
What does that even mean? Like, why would it be a Su on Erev Shabbat? I understand what Tzma is a Su.
Yeah.
But what does it mean?
It means that we're afraid... If you do it so close to Shabbat, you're going to come to stoke the coals on Shabbat. Gezerah to Shabbat. If you do it on Erev Shabbat, we're afraid you're going to do the same thing on Shabbat. It's a consideration. Okay, then he says, Ramon, Nagula, Kilkas Barachana, Ashkenazim, Falu Chananya. Kolzeb, Binyan, Shaha, Shakaneri, Yoshevadaga, Kise, Shabarzel, on grates or on type of burner. That's okay, not on the fire itself. Put it on top of a coal itself, that's hadmana. So hamana means if it's open on any side, it's not called hadmana. You can't have muksa all around it in the middle of the coals because that's going to be moving the muksa on Shabbat. In Lunit's Khan, when Asian Saga Gabi Ashba Shabbat, Ishizer Misham Aydein Udi, go get an anju. Take it out. Imleka and Udimotar the Israel as your own Misham, is there saying the Kachanu Misham and a Havalin and a Nega Khalim, but as Avin and a non Kassad, diversion Machavin of Shari. Okay, if you don't have an anju, you could do it, but try to do it very slowly and carefully, and if you can't, and you can take it out. It's actually more than just a muksa issue. It's not. Muksa is also one. But besides that, it's putting out the coals. If you're going to take it out and you're stoked as you're taking it out, the coals are all moving around. If it's on top of coals mamash, it's going to be a problem about stoking the coals. Okay?
Yes, I remember I asked Rav Elbaz specifically.